the Free Beer and Hot Wings Show free clip of the day.
People need advice. We can give advice. Not necessarily good, but I think we have a pretty strong record.
Yeah, we have a pretty deep trove of knowledge amongst the five of us.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
And if we're wrong, the audience will absolutely tell us. They've made that perfectly clear.
Yeah, but we usually, when they try to tell us, then we prove them wrong again anyway and remain right.
It's a good skill.
Yeah.
Well, this first one, doesn't really seem like you should have to ask advice for this one, but we'll do it anyway. Last year, my boyfriend's brother lost his job during the pandemic and moved in with us. We spent a lot of time together. I was out of a job also and started to have sex every once in a while. Then we started to have sex a lot.
Oh, boy.
We both felt guilty about doing it secretly, so we fessed up and were surprised and happy that it was okay with him.
What? So the brother is okay with that and joined in? Did they do some cuck stuff?
Doesn't seem like it. For the first couple of months, I just bed hopped, but then they decided they wanted to try it at the same time. No ick factor because they don't have sex with each other. They just both have sex with me.
They just high five.
I've done it with two guys before, but never when I loved both of them, and this has been the best sex and best relationship I ever had.
Well, great.
All right, cool.
End your story.
But now brother got a new job, and boyfriend wants him to get his own place. That would be bad enough, but he also wants to go back to us being monogamous with each other.
It's already ruined.
I don't want to do that.
Yeah, well, now it's, I mean, you can't put that, you can't put the toothpaste back in the tube. He let that happen.
He asked if I was choosing brother over him, and I said, no, I want them both. He says this was just an arrangement for convenience, and we were all thrown together, but there's no need for it anymore. We haven't talked to brother about any of this yet because we want to resolve how we feel about each other first. Is there some way we could work this out?
No,
not really. I would say it's up to him. Does he want a brother, or does he want a girlfriend for a little while? Because it's not going to work out with them. So...
I cannot imagine a world where you're being told that and you go, oh, well, I never thought that you guys would do that because I'm married to you and or you're my girlfriend and you're my brother, but that's cool. Let's all do it together.
Yeah, I mean, you know, pandemic, we're together a lot, so we might as well just all have sex together.
But remember, when we get vaccinated, you're getting your own place and your own vagina.
Yeah, that's all weird.
Yeah, they probably should have talked about that beforehand.
Yeah, there should have been, you know, some sort of a time limit.
But they probably should have talked about the sex thing first, too. That would have been polite.
Probably, yeah, that would have been the right thing to do, you know. Maybe they should bring in another person.
Yes.
That's a good idea.
You know, yeah, maybe he just thinks that because it's getting stale.
A man or a woman?
I don't know.
Probably doesn't matter.
It doesn't really matter. You know, maybe one who identifies as both. I don't know. I mean, I'm not sure. Maybe start doing it while watching cartoon porn.
I say just break up with her now. Wait till she gets done boning your brother, and then you can go back to having happy Thanksgivings. Because this is what's going to happen.
Oh, yeah.
The brother's going to be horny still.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So he's going to do her.
Or maybe he says no to the girlfriend and he and the brother
start
touching tips. Cut out the middleman or lady, as it were.
Kelly, could you see any of your brothers doing that?
No, this is not normal.
What about Ricky Bobby or whatever his name is?
No, his name is Ricky, but not Ricky Bobby.
Do you have a Bobby?
Nope, I got a Michael or... Ricky, Michael, Kyle, and Craig. Ricky, Bobby, Michael, Kyle. No, and I can never see them even swapping swords. Like, if one of them found out that...
Not even Ricky and Greg?
Craig,
by
the
Craig,
way.
Sorry.
Oh,
Craig.
If he heard that, he'd be so sad that you did that.
Yeah.
The oldest and the youngest. No.
That's what makes it the most taboo, thus the most fun.
Yeah.
Are you sure? You should ask him.
I think if they found out that any of them had slept with the same person, it would gross them out.
Oh, not even together, just in general.
Yeah, just in general, I think they'd be like, "Ah, oh, that's a bummer." And they probably would have wanted to know that beforehand.
Same thing happened to Joe and Vanilla Ice.
It's true.
I heard that story.
Yeah.
I told it to you.
So did Vanilla Ice.
So, I assume families with lots of brothers just kind of,
eventually, like it would happen on accident.
Apparently, there's a theme today.
Think. Yeah.
For people needing advice. This one, I'm in an open relationship with my wife who lives with me and my boyfriend who lives abroad. Both relationships have their own dynamics. Do my best to communicate, to be communicative between them. However, my two partners seldom talk to each other, to my growing frustration. I have told them both this is something important to me for over a year. They have made attempts in an online group chat, but eventually they'll return to not talking.
Okay.
It's not for any dislike of each other. I'm pretty sure they just don't share many common interests other than me, mm-hmm. and probably have difficulty making what seems like forced small talk.
Okay, yeah. They each like you, but they don't, you know, they're indifferent to each other. What do you want them to do?
It's not that I want to force them to be close, and
yes, you
I
do.
Will frustrate them back if I try to keep hammering on the issue. Personally, I think communication is super important, and I think they would have different insights into me that they could share with each other because of our relationship dynamics.
Oh, this is a really self-centered person right here.
Is there a strategy to encourage them to talk more? Should I drop this issue once and for all?
Yes, you should, and if it happens naturally, then great, but you are absolutely pushing it on them, and maybe that's their boundary. Their boundary is, okay, I'm okay with an open relationship, but I don't want to get to know the person you're dating on
sounds,
the side.
Yeah. Sounds pretty weird.
Yeah.
Forcing
you're,
it, yeah.
And yeah, you're just a selfish, self-centered narcissist is what you are. Like, you think it's important for them to know one another so that they can please you better?
And talk about you?
Yeah.
Good Lord, you are the sun and they are your planets.
Yeah.
But way to
they
go.
Should, maybe they should start seeing one another and you should just touch yourself and be alone.
You only live once, though, so I guess go for it.
Yeah.
I mean, the worst that can happen is that you're just not in a relationship anymore. But the best that could happen is that you're being pleased.
Yeah.
In every way, all the time.
Mm-hmm. True that.
It's going to fall apart, though.
Everybody wants an open relationship today. My wife and I have been married for 10 years, but she recently asked me for an open marriage. I can't say I love the idea, but I think I could be okay with it so long as it's open on both sides. My thinking was
she'd be open on both sides for sure.
But yeah, and by the way, if your first thought is this is not something I'm into, but maybe I can grow into it, boy, that's we've heard enough people who have called in having gone through similar over the years, where it seems like that works out 90% of the time.
Yeah,
it's very rare.
Yeah, I'm sure some people can grow into it, but yeah, I think you have to kind of be pre-wired for that.
So this guy writes, my thinking was it'll hurt if I'm like, I want to be with only you. And she's like, I also want to be with somebody else because, well, that sounds like a bad conversation to have. Maybe if we both open it up, then the give and take is more balanced. It'll be different, but we'll settle into it. But she insists that she only wants to open it up on her end and accused me of being selfish.
Wow, these are crazy people.
Holy smokes.
If
you truly love someone, you want the best for them, even if it's not with you. Basically arguing that I should stay monogamous because that would make her happy while she isn't monogamous. And I understand the beauty of selfless love, but that also doesn't make sense to me. I feel like she's accusing me of being selfish, but being sad that she doesn't want to be with me. For being sad that she doesn't want to be with me as much as before, and for wanting to try and adjust my feelings accordingly. Am I unreasonable for taking the stance? Am I being selfish? Get out. Get a divorce.
No, yeah.
It's over.
You're not being selfish enough. I want to see other people, but you don't get to? That's just insanity.
This poor dude is like just hanging on to it by a thread by writing into this article or writing into whomever this is.
Gross.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's just too big of a chasm.
Have any of you ever had any of these requests that would come anywhere close to any of this?
No.
Like, even in the same ballpark?
No. I mean, you got to know going in a little bit. I mean, have enough conversations where maybe you all kind of know somebody might want to be open to begin with or whatever. But, like, years down the road, well, especially I want to date other people, but you can't. That would be really insane.
Yeah, that's.
Like,
yeah,
that's just really crazy.
That's a
like, you don't get
wants
to
permission
do
to cheat.
Well, right, it is. Yeah,
exactly.
That's all you're asking
cheat
for.
You. Don't be
I
mad
think
at me.
We've all had that friend, too, that's like, well, I really like her. I just, you know, I want to keep my options open. Okay, so you don't want to her to date anybody else, but you still want to be able to sleep with other people with being able to say what you just said as your defense when she's upset or he's upset or whatever.
Right.
Yeah, that's just, that does, no, I've been.
It's weird to bring it up like that.
Yeah.
That's so bizarre.
It's strange. I've been, when I was single, I was in like very casual, we were hooking up.
Yeah.
It wasn't even a relationship. So I just understood that if there were nights or weekends or whatever where I wasn't hanging out with the person that had become a little more consistent, that they were probably with someone else. But you just know that because you say to people, I'm not interested in a relationship, period. Like, you just be safe and do your thing. But yeah, to put expectations on others that you don't put on yourself.
Yeah, that's not a fair contract.
Selfish. Yeah, no way. Mm-hmm.
And again, that deep into it.
This text, I want to remain anonymous, but my ex-wife wanted an open relationship. And I wasn't into it, but I eventually gave in because it was important to her. Good thing I did. I met my current wife.
Great.
I guess that worked out.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah. This text, me and my wife have been together for 10 years next month. She is almost 100% a lesbian. I'm male. We love each other deeply, and I am overjoyed to be with her. She is happy to be with me, but our sex life is very lean over the past year because she is uncomfortable sleeping with a man. She truly loves me and loved me as a person, though, through and through. I don't exactly know what to do when she physically doesn't like a man, but she still loves me.
Well, then you break up and you become besties.
That might be
and
the
find
answer.
A new partner. I mean, it's not. I can see where that would be hard, but I mean, if you both know she's not attracted to you because she's a lesbian, then you're just best friends.
Or this could be one of those situations where an open marriage works, and you find a third person who is bisexual. And would be attracted to your wife and your wife attracted to her.
Yeah, check it out.
Yeah, could
try
be.
Try everything.
I mean, maybe.
Why not?
I mean, in that particular case.
Well, this text just came in from a different area, but people will travel. Heck yeah. Unrelated to it, like, heck yeah, liking both men and women. I totally want a thruple. My boyfriend was open to it at the beginning. I just haven't found the need or the girl to add to us yet.
The only thing that appeals to me about that is it being like, I get the sister wives thing when like the Mormons, when they just have a bunch of wives and kids, it would make like housekeeping so much easier and like errands and things like that.
That's
for the
true.
Dad.
That's true. Well, no, for everybody, because you're doing stuff too. I just like,
yeah, that's true.
But you're almost forced to then own a big, ugly van.
Well, for big, ugly wives and a big, ugly man and a big, ugly family. Like, yeah.
Worst. This one, I think maybe I have taken an open relationship to the next level. My ex-wife and I have been divorced for 6 years. Now we're both married to someone else, but we never stopped having sex with each other.
Wow.
We get together 2 or 3 days a week.
And do the other people know about it?
Yeah, we need to know the answer to that question. Because I'm guessing no, I doubt it.
That's sure not really an open relationship then.
My wife asked me if we should have a little side action. Fast forward 2 years later, she's remarried. I think that's.
Yeah, okay, well, there you go.
I would guess more often than not.
Think, yeah, in most situations, that's kind of how it goes. You doormat yourself and go, I guess, and then. All it is, I want to date and find somebody new before I leave you.
Just Listerine before you kiss me.
This one, my ex-wife wanted to open up our marriage and join a swingers group and meet new people. Wasn't comfortable with it, but I went along with it to make her happy.
Gosh, that is just... I couldn't do it. I couldn't see that.
Yeah, you do things to try to help the other person be happy. Not like that, but you know, happens.
Especially
Turns out it was just a friend, so she could F my best friend of 20 years behind my back. We've been divorced a year. I dodged a bullet. Wow. She's now alone and miserable.
She didn't.
I'm happier than ever.
And it wasn't quite behind your back. She straight up took you to the sex party.
Yeah.
She caught that bullet.
No dodging.
This text, can we just clarify that being bisexual doesn't mean you always get to date two people at once?
Who said that?
I don't think we said it. I think that some people jumped to that conclusion.
It wasn't inferred.
Oh, they're bi. They get to always bang two at a time.
Yeah, it wasn't meant to be inferred that way.
That's not always the case. 99% of the time it is, but.
Okay. When we come back, the next letter, I think, is from Hot Wings. I'm not positive.
So it's somebody pretty sweet then. Cool, kind, handsome.
They're looking for somebody about half their age, but with some very specific things about them.
A very specific set of skills.
I also
am looking for Liam Neeson, but young.
Idiots get access to the podcast, segment 17, and watch the webcams. You can be an idiot too. Sign up at freebeerandhotwings.com.